Bechavod.
Your permission. Parashat Shlach. This week's parasha, the Zohar says, and we shouldn't think this is a story will happen. The Torah does not write stories. This is something for us to learn. So the way the Torah tells us that when Am Yisrael came out of Egypt already after they crossed Yam Suf, at that time already, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, as we go to Eretz Yisrael, we would like to send spies to see what does it look like in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said, I don't answer you right now. Hashem waited till last week parasha, 2 years after he left Egypt. And after happened the episode with Miriam, and Miriam got tzara'at, and he's scared about because she spoke something about Moshe, now Hashem is testing us. And he told Moshe Rabbeinu, remember you asked me? They want to send spies? Let me tell you, I don't advise you, but if you want to send, send. And Hashem did hope, if you may say those words, that after what happened to Miriam, everybody will learn what happened to Miriam, and the spies will not say any bad things about Eretz Israel. The Torah says, Shlach lecha anashim yatur et Eretz Kenaan. Hashem tells Moshe, send them to spy on Eretz Kenaan. So it's amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes Eretz Israel as Eretz Kenaan, even though that there were 7 nations over there. And of course, we call it Eretz Israel. Hashem said, the spy should go to Eretz Kenaan. Says the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al pi Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu who to choose. Olam Anashim, Hashem Yisrael Ima, says the Gemara that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, those are the top people. Olam Anashim, the Gemara says, Ata Shak Sherim Ayu. At that moment that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to choose them, at that moment, they still are kosher, 100%. Then the Torah describes that Moshe chose them. Torah gave us the names. Moshe told them, you go over here, you do this, you do this, you come back, you give us information. The Torah says they come back. And they say, well, the land is not so good. Amalek is there, this is there, it's not for us. And then also they added, Ki chazaku mimenu, that, if we may say such words, that nation is stronger than Hashem. Hazakum mimenu kivyachol. Likewise, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be able to take them out of the country. So this is the tzaddikim. That Hashem chose them, and Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. And then when they come back, the Torah says, Vayelchu vayavohu, says the Gemara, that actually when they left, already they were bad. So Chachamim has contradiction. First it says the Torah that Kulam Anashim, the Tzadikim. And here comes the Torah and says, no, they mean they left the bad. What do you mean they left the bad? So Hashem is very upset. And he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm fed up with the whole thing. Akenu badeve borishenu. Hashem said, I'm going to put on them a plague, dever, v'orishenu, destroy them completely. Yosei otcha legoy gadol v'atzum mimenu, I'm going to make you a very big and strong nation from them. And Moshe doesn't pray to Hashem. He does pray, if we may say, but not the way he prayed after the golden calf. after the golden calf that Hashem said, didn't say the same exact words. It said, Hashem said, I'm just going to get rid of them. And Moshe came to Hashem and says, no, don't do it, don't do it. And then Moshe pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and went up to Shamayim and stayed over there and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, if you don't forgive them, erase my name, erase my name. Here, Moshe doesn't say anything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do it, don't do it. Because you're going to do it, the Goyim will say that you could not bring them to Israel and you slaughtered them in the desert. And Hashem said, you want to learn something? You're right. I'm not going to do it. At once, I will do it yearly. For the next 38 years, every year, 15,000 and change will die in the desert. Hashem never forgave us. The question is, why Hashem is upset? What did we do? So we ask somebody, what's worse? The golden cabinet of Avodah Zarah to say this is God? Or to accept so-called the Lashon Hara on Eretz Israel to say the land is not good? So then it's Lashon Hara, so you can go back to Lashon Hara. Sounds from the Torah, this is worse. And actually the Mishnah in Masechet Erachin said it's worse. The Mishnah says that we or HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested us 10 tests in the desert. And test number 10, this is the test. With the spies of the Meraglim. And says the Mishnah, look, this is the Lashon Hara. And Hashem did not forgive about the Lashon Hara. Hashem did waive the golden calf. Hashem did waive all the other things, times, and we complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 9 times, the Gemara said. He says, this is number 10. To tell you Lashon Hara is the worst. It's worst? How can it be the worst? Why is it worst? How come it doesn't say 10 commandments? If it's worse. The commandment, second command, it says, Elecha Elim Achim Al Panai, don't have Avodah Zarah. I says, you see, don't kill, don't say a false testimony, don't say Hashem's name for nothing. Okay? Doesn't say anything about Lashon Hara. And now you tell me Lashon Hara is worse than that. How can it be? How can it be the 10 commandments? And Hashem is so upset about this. What's wrong with this? He said Lashon Hara, so what? No. David HaMelech, Mishum Ba'yochai, the Gemara says, David HaMelech said, the worst of the worst. Somebody said, Lashon Hara, there's nothing. Chafetz Chaim has a whole book about it. Chafetz Chaim said, he brings Chovat Alvavot, he said, somebody speaks Lashon Hara, about somebody, so that somebody's sins go to him, and all his mitzvot go to the other guy. He says, what has to do with anything? When is a tzaddik? He says, does everything. He said, some bad things about somebody. So he's going to take from that somebody all the sins? Why? And then on the net, he's going to transfer all his mitzvot to that guy. It says, Chafetz Chaim in his book, in the name of Chovat Alvavot. He says, what is it all about? What's the big deal? He said something, he said the guy's a thief, so what? He says, worse than the doing of Avodah Zarah. Well, Chafetz Chaim says, well, this love, that love, but sins, still. It's nothing, he just said something with his mouth. How can you compare it to somebody murder somebody? Then commandment says, don't murder somebody. He says, no. This is worse. This is worse. Somebody murdered somebody, he can go to Olam Haba. Somebody did Lashon Hara, cannot go to Olam Haba. His prayers not accepted. The whole list in the Gemara, what's Lashon Hara? He says, what's all about? So come Chachamim and tell us the following. After the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem told him, listen, Moshe, if you want me to forgive Am Yisrael of the golden calf, I need 10 tzaddikim. Likewise, Hashem said, remember Avraham Avinu prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem told him he's going to destroy Sodom v'Amorah. Avraham said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there are going to be 10 tzaddikim, would you forgive? Hashem said, yeah, I will forgive. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, says to Gemara, the same way. You know, I need to find 10 tzaddikim, then a wave. The Gezerah of the golden calf. Okay, so in the time of Sodom v'Amorah, we understand. We don't know how many people were there, but it's not us that we said Naseh v'Nishma. It's not the Jewish people. Maybe the same Neshamot, says Rabbi Nevachai, but it's not us. Okay, so Avraham Avinu could not find 10 tzaddikim, or Hashem said there are not 10 tzaddikim. But now we have millions of Jews, millions of Jews, millions. So Hashem tells Moshe, listen, they did the golden calf. I need 10 tzaddikim. I said, what's the big deal, 10 tzaddikim? Well, there's not 10 tzaddikim in all of Israel now? But it's not true. I said, the Shevet Levi did not participate in the golden calf. And he said, all of Israel to participate in the golden calf? No. Hashem said, I need 10 tzaddikim likewise in Sodom and Gomorrah. The Gemara says that Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his humbleness, would you consider me one? Hashem said, yeah, okay, you one. How about my brother Aaron? Is one too? Hashem said, yeah, too. And Moshe jumped and he said, Elazar and Itamar. He didn't mention Nadav Abihu, even though Nadav Abihu are the oldest ones, and they're still alive. Moshe skipped them. Moshe said, how about Elazar and Itamar? Hashem said, okay. And Moshe said, how about Pinchas? Hashem said, okay. Then Moshe said, how about Yoshua? Hashem said, okay. And Moshe said, how about Caleb? Hashem said, yeah, okay. Then Moshe said, I haven't got any more. Can you imagine? The millions of Jews? Moshe said he has no more. Says the Gemara, Moshe asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, some of the dead ones would be considered alive if they mentioned tzaddikim? Hashem said, yes. So Moshe said, how about Avraham Avinu? Hashem said, okay. How about Yitzchak? Okay. Yaakov? Okay. He said, how much? 10. Hashem said to Moshe, okay, fine. The 10, I forgive them. So somebody would ask us, what the reason Hashem forgives the golden calf? Because he's thinking about because 10 tzaddikim. Unless the Gemara says, that's what it says in the Torah, Zechor l'Avraham, l'Yitzchak, l'Yisrael, l'Avadecha, Shnishbat alayim v'ach, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he pleads with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he asks him, listen, forgive him Israel, he says, remember, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Gemara says, that's what it means. Even though they're dead, Hashem should remember them to be able to count them as live ones to have 10 tzaddikim. And again, the question is, What is it all about? But you can't find 10 tzaddikim in Amisrael, millions of people are here. So Chachamim said like this. Actually, the sin of the golden calf was something that Amisrael did. They did Avodah Zarah, they did the golden calf, they said this is God. So Hashem said to correct such a thing, you need 10 tzaddikim. But that 10 tzaddikim, it doesn't mean they have long beards and they have sombreros. No. It means good midot. Says Rav Chaim Vital, the world stands on the Torah, of course, but the habits and the manners of the people are before that. And Hashem is looking for the midot of the people. The Torah is a tool, says the Gemara, to get good midot, to get Ruach HaKodesh. But that's not a destination. Says the Rambam, God doesn't care. You have kosher food, yeah, of course, not kosher food. But if you're not getting kosher food, you're not getting good manners, you're not getting good midot, good habits. So that's what Hashem wants. That's what the Gemara says, that's what Chachamim say. Sodom v'Amora, what was the problem in Sodom v'Amora? The Gemara says, bad habits. Didn't like to give tzedakah. Lot's daughter gave a piece of bread to a poor person. They found out, they smeared her with honey, and the bees came and stung her, and she died. And that's what the Torah says in the text. Akesakata asu kala. Hashem said, I'm going down with Gabriel, and I see this girl. If this girl is not going to be alive, I'm going to destroy Sodom v'Amora. Yad, ani v'avion lo erzik, Nabi Yechezkel said, if you want to know what happens to Sodom v'Amora, the habits, bad manners, didn't want to give tzedakah. Forget about the bad things they did. But that's not Hashem was so upset. Hashem was upset at the bad manners. Then when Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe there will be 10 tzaddikim, he says, where's tzaddikim? Tzaddikim with good manners, so-called, they can save the Sodom from the bad habits. And Hashem said to Avraham, it will be, it will be, but he couldn't find it. Golden calf is the same thing. Even though that we did a golden calf, we did an act, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I need 10 tzaddikim like from Sodom. Like in Sodom. I told Avraham, I need 10 tzaddikim. He says, which one? He says, then, everybody, Baruch Hashem, said, Naseh v'nishma, they already put tefillin on, they did the mitzvot. Hashem said, no. I need 10 people that room matter with good manners. mush with his humbleness, ask God the Bechu, am I a candidate? So of course we know. Moshe had a very good habit, was humble down to earth. Moshe had mercy on the little sheep and ran away. Moshe is only for Amisrael, not for himself. She said, yeah, you number one. Okay, who is number two? Moshe said, my brother is good. Rav Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Aaron. Also, Rachav Samach Velibo, his heart is pure, clean, there's no jealousy. Hashem said, okay, next. Then Moshe skips Nadav Avihu, even though they're alive, and the oldest one. But Moshe knows they don't have good midot. But the Gemara says, the midot, the manners of Nadav Avihu weren't good. They said to themselves, when Moshe and Aaron can die already, we want to lead them Israel. So Moshe skipped them. Moshe said, how about Elazar and Tamar, they're like Aaron? Hashem said, okay. Moshe said, how about Pinchas? Pinchas said, also very humble too. Also, Hashem Shamayim. Hashem said, okay, he's too. Moshe said, how about Yoshua and Caleb from this sixth parasha? The humbleness of those two people. Perfect. And so when Tamim Uziel said that Moshe saw the humbleness of Yoshua, that's why he told him, give him a bracha, he should be saved. From the good manners of him. Then Moshe said to Hashem, so I don't have any more. I don't have any more people that I can pinpoint, they have good manners. Could I count some dead people? And Hashem said, yeah, you can count. So Moshe said, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He says, no, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Because of what? But the Gemara says, the good midot of Avraham Avinu, achnasat orchim, kindness. Yitzchak Avinu Gvura, that he was able to control himself and not to hate Avimelech. And then Yaakov Avinu, his humbleness doesn't answer love on. His rachamim is mercy. He says, now you have 10 people. So then, because of that, Moshe prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the golden calf. Because Moshe counted 10 people with humbleness to correct an act that Am Yisrael did. Lashon Hara, Chachamim explained to us what Lashon Hara is all about. Says the Gemara, Kol HaPosel B'Momo Posel. If you say something and you say, that guy's a thief, it means you're a thief. I'm a thief? It's not true. I'm a thief. Gemara says, Kol HaPosel B'Momo Posel. You say something Lashon Hara about somebody, it's you. It's not me. What are you talking about? What do you mean it's me? It's no, this guy did it. I didn't do nothing. He said, no, look. When you say that about somebody, that bad energy from that person goes inside you. Now you are a thief. Not that you were a thief. Because you said it, so now you so-called it's contaminated. So-called, it came now to you, what you said. This is the power of the Lashon. As the Gemara says, the Gemara says that Mashiach will come, all the animals will become people, besides the snake. My Torah Levala Lashon says the Gemara, because the snake will never turn back to be better. It will stay bad all the time. Destroy. Why? Because the Lashon Hara. Says the Lashon Hara, they destroy the positive energy inside the person. So that snake, when he said Lashon Hara about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so called, so that thing is inside him. And because it's inside him, as Chafetz Chaim said in Chavat HaLevavot, he said, this, look, since you got inside you the bad thing that you said about this guy, so what did you say about this guy? That he did something bad. Automatically, all the bad things that the guy did goes inside you. Why? Because, so called, you took it from him. You took the bad habits from him. You took the bad things from him. So it means you took all the bad things from him. In the contrary, also, because you so-called now you acquire so much negative energy inside you, so-called the negative energy pushed away from your system, the good things, goes back to him. That's what the Chabad HaVod says. That's a bad Lashon Hara. So Lashon Hara is not because you did an act. This is because you destroy the positive energy that you have by acquiring, getting the bad energy from the person that you spoke about him. That's how bad, that's why Lashon Hara is bad. That's why the Zerah B'Chamital, that comes before the Torah. The manners and the habits come before the Torah. It doesn't say the Ten Commandments, don't say Lashon Hara. Doesn't say the Ten Commandments, don't get angry, don't be jealous. Doesn't say that. How come that? Doesn't say don't hate somebody. It says because this comes before the Torah. It comes before the Ten Commandments. And therefore, Chachamim say, look, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to send those people, in the beginning, they were very good. So what happened? the minute that Hashem said to Moshe, okay, send them, and they're going to Eretz Israel, they took upon themselves the job. Already some things changed in the system. Says the Gemara, likewise. So the Torah tells us, and Hashem sent Gabriel and Raphael to save Lot from Sodom. Hashem sent two angels, two of the biggest ones. They came over there to Sodom, and after the demonstration that was outside Lot's house, they revealed themselves to Lot and they said, we are angels. And we came, and we are going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Even though they continue and they say that Hashem sent us, but they took the credit to themselves. Says the Gemara, at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut their wings, and they could not go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Yaakov Avinu had the dream of the ladder, they went back. The Gemara says, 138 years, those angels could not go back to Hashem. Why? So the Gemara, Tavat Hashem Kol Gevurah Lev, since those angels had to, when they come here to Lot's house, had a form of people, and since they said with pride, we are going to do it, you cannot go back to Hashem. So the question is, how happened to this, to the angels like this? When you step on a place that's contaminated, bad energy goes inside you. You go on vacation something, the place is bad, even though that you don't feel anything. So Rabbi Yerucham, the Mashgiach in Emir, he said, how come a person that lives in Poland is different than a person that lives in Russia? The one in Russia is different than the one in Hungary. The one in Hungary is different than Czechoslovakia. The one in Czechoslovakia is different from Paris. The one from Paris is different from England. No, Jews, we're talking about Jews. He says, how can it be? Jewish people have different manners. Different manners. So Rabbi Yerucham said, because you live among the Goyim. And the Goyim in every country, it depends on the bad things that they do. They acquire bad entities, and the Jews that live among them, they get it. That's what he said, you know, the Jews are different. You have a Jew from that country, has different manners than this guy from this country. Completely different. There's nothing to compare Jewish people from here to there. I said, what's behind it? The land. And actually, the Gemara says that in time of Noah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed all the animals, but didn't destroy the fish. Not one fish died in the Mabul, but all the animals died. He says, he should call Basad Akhor Al-Ares. Torah says, even the animals did not behave. They did bad things. I says, how? How an animal is going to do bad things? He says, because man kind of did bad things on the surface. Now, the surface has bad energy. And it has a bad energy. So animals walk on the surface. In time of the Gemara, there are special paths for men, special paths for ladies. Men did not walk on the same path that ladies walked on. But the Gemara says sometimes the ladies, when they're not pure, have bad energy, it goes inside the ground. A person who walks on that is going to get bad energy from the ground, even though the ground does not get tumah. But bad energy goes inside the ground. And the person will get it. So Chachamim, look, when the angels came to Sodom as people, and they step on the earth, on the floor of Sodom, they got bad energy, and they all of a sudden they have bad manners. They have pride. They say, we are going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. We. I said, we. Hashem said, you can't go back. Eretz Canaan, the Gemara says, has very bad habits. Says the Gemara, when the spies came back from Eretz Israel, they said in the text, they saw over there Anashim Anshe Midot, people with Midot. So what do you mean? So the Rabbanim say, we saw people bad manners over there, bad manners. But they, because they were not in such a stage of good manners, they got into their system the bad energy by stepping over there. That's what Torah says, Eretz Canaan. Torah says when Abraham Avinu sent Eliezer to look for Shiduch for Yitzchak, Eliezer said, I have a beautiful girl, Tzadeket. Says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu told him, listen, with all the respect to you, you are Eliezer, you are Rosh Yeshiva, everything, but you come from Canaan. Your grandfather was Canaan. Canaan, Mosne Mirma. Arabs are liars. Canaanim, liars. They tell you things, the whole thing is a lie. It's bad manners. You won't have pride, he wants to lie. Avinu told Eliezer, with all the respect, in your system. So Rabbeinu Nissim writes 600 years ago, says, you have a choice. You have two shidduchim. He says, one shidduch. I says, the girl is not so religious. She feels okay, but she has good manners. On the other side, you have a girl, very religious, but her manners are not so good. So Rabbeinu Nissim, marry the mom with good manners and less religious, rather to marry somebody very ultra religious without good manners. So Rabbeinu Nissim, it says, because bad manners will destroy you completely. It says, that's what happened. Avraham Avinu said, Canaan, Moslem Rima says in Navi. Navi says it. It says, that happens. Gemara says, this guy Canaan, before he died, he told his children a will. He said, please try to have machloket with everybody. Can you imagine the father tells his children? On the contrary, Rabbi Donosi, before he dies, Rabbi, he told the children, never practice machloket. Don't involve machloket. Stay away from machloket. Canaan is the opposite. He told his wife, his children, stay with machloket. See if you can be a machloket with somebody. This is B'zot Hashem, your success. Make machloket with the Jews. Make machloket. Make machloket. Chachamim say, look, the minute Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, send those people, they were tzaddikim. But the minute Moshe came to him and said, listen, you're going to Eretz Canaan, I said, you're going over there? I said, already in the head, already, you know, you go to a place, the place that doesn't have good manners already, inside you, something is changing already. I mean, they came to Israel, they stepped over there on the floor. They got this bad energy inside them. When they come back, they tell, listen, the country is not good, and we don't think Hashem is strong enough to bring us to Israel. He says, what are you saying? You're the tzaddikim. He said, tzaddikim, yes. But from all of Israel, what Hashem chose, it's already after last week's parasha with Kibbutz HaTa'ava, Mitoninim, this. It's a bad manners. Bad manners, there's no forgiveness from Hashem. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't pray to Hashem. He doesn't say, erase my name from the Torah. He doesn't say, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. He says, look, all of Israel don't have good manners. Look what you're doing. I says, the fighting, the Gemara says, they said, Itnarosh, Am Israel said, let's appoint Datan instead of Moshe and Aviram instead of Aaron. Can you imagine? Those two wicked people that he says they chased Moshe in the world before this world. They chased Moshe in Egypt. And next to Parashat Korach, they start with Moshe Rabbeinu with Korach. Am Israel said, let's choose them instead of Moshe and Aaron. The two worst Jews to appoint them to be instead of Moshe and Aaron. They want to make Aviram, Datan's brother, a Kohen Gadol. He says, where do you get this? Only from bad habits that you have. So the Torah says, look, this Hashem said, I will not forgive. Told Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the end of it. So Moshe doesn't even say anything. Moshe said, Hashem rachum echad, nothing. Hashem said, Salachti kedvarecha, I listen to you that I will not wipe them and destroy them completely now. But I'll do it gradually. Every year, 15,000 change, I'll kill them. But there's no hope because they have good bad manners. And that, Chachamim say, that even though that Moshe came and told them Israel, look what Hashem said, and they said, oh, they said, no, we're going to Israel. Moshe said, Hashem is not inside you. Chachamim said, what do you mean Hashem is not inside me? Chachamim said, that's what it means. If somebody has bad manners, Hashem does not stay inside him. You have to purify yourself, Chachamim say, in order for Hashem to be inside you. If you're not pure in habits, in manners, Hashem does not penetrate inside you. And so Moshe told them, it's not going to Israel, not going to Israel. You prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you don't belong in Eretz Israel. Why? Because you have bad manners. Likewise, Chachamim say, Hashem destroys Dom Vamora in a very strange way. Hashem turned them upside down. So what happened? Why Hashem did such a thing? Yoram Mabula, understand Hashem killed everybody. Yoram Plaga, Hashem did something else. Okay. Why had Hashem to do it upside down? So you go today to Yom HaMelech, Zom HaMorah, it's deserted, down in the ground. Who knows how many thousands of people with all the fortune inside. Hashem say, look, Yoram Mabul did something, you know, they don't behave. Gilui Arayot, Yoram Plaga, they build a tower, they want to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Dor Sedom is bad habits. Bad habits you can't see on the surface. That Hashem turn it upside down. It doesn't matter who you are. Hashem cannot live with you. The Gemara says, Hashem cannot tolerate somebody has pride. Hashem said, I cannot dwell with him. If somebody has jealousy, somebody has hatred, Hashem cannot be next to him. And therefore, the Torah tells us, that's the story, not likewise with the golden calf that Hashem did forgive and waive it. Here Hashem says the Mishnah, ha, look, Lashon Hara is worse than everything. Even though Hashem waived and tested us 9 times, says the Gemara, and waived the Keserot, this Lashon Hara is the worst. The Chachamim says it's the worst because of that. Because what you do is you so-called get inside yourself bad energy. That's what happened. The Gemara says, that's what Torah says. The angels, those spies came back. And they said bad things about Eretz Israel, and everybody heard it. So Chachamim say, Chafetz Chaim writes in his book, look, when you accept Lashon Hara, that bad energy that came from this guy's mouth goes inside your ear. Goes inside your ear, goes inside your system. Goes inside your system, Hashem flies out of your system. Hashem is, there's no Hashem inside you. No Hashem inside you, I mean, you're all rotten. And if Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to destroy them and finish with them completely. Nothing. The Gemara says, what's going to be? Gemara says, there's nothing to do. And the Melech says, in Tehillim, about Doeg Adomi, it says, Hashem finished you. It says, he said, Lashon Hara, Doeg went to Shaul, it says, there the Kohen Gadol gave some bread to David. David writes, says the Gemara, En Chorcham Abba, no Olam Abba for you. He says, what did they do? It says, Lashon Hara. He says, what is Lashon Hara? He says, Lashon Hara, it means you acquire bad energy, and also you shut the bad energy into somebody's ears, neshama inside. You destroy it. Finished. There's no love above you. So this is the Zohar says that this week's parasha is not a message what happened. This is the message what we have to do and we have to watch our life. From Sister Chafetz Chaim, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. And that actually, the Gemara says, Lashon Hara destroys Second Beit HaMikdash. People said Lashon Hara in Second Beit HaMikdash. Lashon Hara destroys Beit Har. With Bar Kokhba, he's supposed to be the Mashiach, says the Rambam. He says, Lashon Hara, the people in Beit Har spoke about the people of Yerushalayim. And all the problems is Lashon Hara. Says the Navi, Chabur Atzavim Ephraim Anachlo. Says the Navi, Hoshea, look, if no one speaks Lashon Hara, even though they do bad things, Hashem would not punish the people. And the Gemara says, number four thing that was not in Egypt, so the Gemara says they didn't speak Lashon Hara in Egypt. No one spoke Lashon Hara in Egypt. Nobody, there was no gossip, says the Gemara. But the Gemara says, Moshe told them, Israel, listen, before you go, you're going to borrow dishes from the Egyptians. Says the Gemara, nobody said anything to anybody. They heard it, they kept it inside. The Gemara says, if they would have spoken about it, the Egyptians would have found out about it, and it would be who knows what. The Gemara says, no Lashon Hara, no gossip, no saying nothing, says the Gemara, that's the fourth thing, the why Akhtim Chutu Kassad HaFitchim. It means because the Hashem is inside you, says the Gemara, Ma'u Monatur Shalom Abzeh, Yassim Asmo Kielim. You keep your mouth shut, Hashem is inside you. You talk nonsense, Hashon Lashon Hara, says the Rambam, it's going to be against Hashem. Says the Rambam, Miriam did not speak Lashon Hara. It was not Lashon Hara. But this is a message for the Meraglim. To see what happens if you speak something. You get Sarat. When you get Sarat, you're expelled. Being expelled out of the camp. What happened? He says, you can't be next to Hashem. That's what it means. You can't be next to the Kohanim, the Levim, Am Israel. Out. There's no minyan, nothing. You're out. Completely out. That's why. Because you did it to yourself. By saying it, you acquire, you so-called, you swallow inside the bad energy. And then immediately, Akadu Bahu left. Baruch left you. You cannot be among Jewish people. Hashem left you. You're like a dead man, says the Gemara. Metzorah chashuv kemet. I'm not dead. I'm alive. No. It means you're dead because Hashem is not inside you. Hashem flew out when you said Lashon Hara. That's the Gemara says, the tefillah of the person that says Lashon Hara, Hashem doesn't listen. Why? Because he chased HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of his system. How do you expect to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to you if you chase Hashem? You chase Hashem. The same thing, the Chabad Chaim said, you hear Lashon Hara, it's accepted. You shouldn't hear it. Because when it penetrates inside your ear, it means Hashem flies out of your system. So Hashem doesn't listen to you. And there's a whole list of things that happen to a person who speaks Lashon Hara. So the Chachamim said, the bed sickness, says, all things is Lashon Hara. Why? Because you have no protection. So the immunity system in the person doesn't work because the Lashon Hara destroyed the immunity system. That's what Chachamim said, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote this in the Torah to tell us what Lashon Hara can do to us. The version can be a tzadik, olam, anashim, top. But if you go to the wrong place and you don't have the right idea in your head, you get the bad energy from that place, goes inside you, and then you're going to say Lashon Hara, you're going to do this, and you destroy all of Israel. Having said this, before Mashiach will come, the people should be very careful what we're saying, what we're thinking, in order for us to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside us. But that only if we keep our mouth shut completely. Let me show you how to come up.